Good evening for WRCO News. I'm Joanne Krulotz. A dense fog advisory has been extended until midnight tonight for the entire listening area. Expect visibility to be a quarter mile or less. Low visibility could make driving conditions hazardous. Icy spots will develop on untreated roads, bridges, and overpasses. If driving, slow down, use your headlights, and leave plenty of distance ahead of you. The oldest living U.S. president of all time has passed away. Lisa Hale has more.
Jimmy Carter, the 39th president of the United States, has passed away at 100 years old. In 2002, Carter received the Nobel Peace Prize for his diplomatic work with the Carter Center. He was also very active in building hundreds of homes for Habitat for Humanity. Wisconsin Governor Tony Evers released a statement that said, quote, "Former President Carter was a committed and dedicated advocate for peace, human rights, and treating others with dignity, decency, and respect. Qualities that earned him respect and admiration from many across our country and around the world." President Carter died at his home in Plains, Georgia.
Former President Jimmy Carter left a lasting impact on Milwaukee through his work with Habitat for Humanity in 1989. Carter and his wife led a week-long project to build 6 new homes and rehab 8 others. The effort brought together thousands of volunteers and showcased the former president's commitment to affordable housing and community service. Governor Tony Evers has ordered the flags of the United States and the state of Wisconsin to be flown at half-staff in honor of the passing of former U.S. President Jimmy Carter, who died yesterday at the age of 100. The governor's order is effective immediately and ends at sunset Tuesday, January 28th. A Madison pastor says one of the children injured in a school shooting earlier this month is recovering. Lighthouse Church senior pastor Marcio Sierra Jr. said in a social media post that the student, only identified as Sammy, is awake and conscious after being shot and critically injured in the attack at Abundant Life School earlier this month. The Wisconsin State Journal reports Sierra gave permission to publish that information he shared on Facebook. The students who were injured in the shooting have not been publicly named, and Sierra says the child's family remains very private. President-elect Donald Trump has an ambitious agenda heading into 2025, but the length of time it takes for the Senate to approve presidential nominees has gotten longer.
The U.S. Senate now takes over 6 months on average to confirm presidential nominees, a timeline that has more than doubled for recent presidents. Delays stem partly from individual senators holding nominees to extract concessions. On November 21st, Senator Ron Johnson called for streamlining confirmations. Trump has proposed using recess appointments to bypass the Senate entirely. I'm Trisha Young for Wisconsin Watch. Learn more at wisconsinwatch.org.
A state appeals court upheld a lower court ruling to award the group American Oversight with over $240,000 in legal fees relating to Open Records lawsuits against Michael Gableman. The lawsuits involved Gableman's legislature-supported investigation into allegations of fraud in the 2020 election and accusations that his office broke Open Records laws by not turning over the requested documents quickly. The appeals court also overturned a lower court ruling, holding Gableman's office in contempt. Wisconsin residents who drive an electric vehicle should be prepared for an extra tax when using public charging stations in the new year. Among a number of other New Year rule changes, there will be a new 3 cents per kilowatt tax at public charging stations, and businesses like hotels that offer EV chargers will need to register with the Wisconsin Department of Revenue. Transportation officials say the added tax will help provide funding for road improvement projects and estimate it will generate over $3 million in revenue next year. If promised tariffs from the incoming administration come to pass, it will likely mean higher fuel costs here in Wisconsin. With more, here's Civic Media's Jimmy Kuska.
President Donald Trump is promising tariffs on imported products from overseas as well as from our neighbors to the north and south once he takes office. How would a tariff on imported oil from Canada affect gas prices in the Midwest? Here's Patrick DeHaan, petroleum analyst at Gas Buddy.
Definitely the Midwest and Rockies. These are the two regions of the country that have long had stable access and pipelines that flow directly down from Canada. And that's why the Great Lakes and Rockies would be much more affected by this tariff potentially than anyone else.
DeHaan says that the increased cost of oil due to the tariffs and the added cost for refining it into fuel would be passed down to consumers here in the Midwest.
Never before have we seen basically the system that has worked, right? The status quo for decades could suddenly massively change overnight if Trump implements these massive tariffs. Having a tariff on Canadian oil, which is the primary oil we refine here in the Great Lakes, that would have a catastrophic impact on the type of oil that refineries here in our region are paying, and that's why it would be passed down to us.
For Civic Media News, I'm Jimmy Cuska.
Without tariffs, gas prices are expected to stay below $3 per gallon for several weeks here in Wisconsin. The new year might bring higher prices on just about anything that is made in or contains parts that are made in other countries. Savannah Tomei Olson reports.
There could be tariffs coming in the new year, and some Wisconsin businesses are worried. Eau Claire Outdoors sells gear for camping and backwoods experiences. Owner Kate Felton says she carries products manufactured both in the U.S. and elsewhere. She worries about shoppers being able to afford the brand she stocks if manufacturers increase prices.
The Trump tariffs really couldn't come at a worse time for small businesses. Certainly, there's no good time for this to come, but this moment in particular is just a very dangerous moment for prices to increase on small businesses.
UW Eau Claire Economics Chair Thomas Kemp says a significant number of Wisconsin businesses would feel the effects.
Let's say a small Wisconsin business is dependent upon a Chinese supplier for, say, machinery and equipment, that's going to impact them significantly. Or if they're a retailer that sells primarily goods and services made in China, they're going to be impacted by this.
In 2022, Wisconsin imports totaled $41 billion, the highest level recorded in state history. That's according to the Wisconsin Economic Development Corporation.
As the nation prepares to ring in the new year, the U.S. Census Bureau today projected the U.S. population will reach 341,145,670 at midnight Eastern Standard Time on January 1st. This represents an increase of 2,640,171 from last January 1st and 9,696,329 from Census Day, April 1st, 2020. In January 2025, the United States is expected to experience one birth every 9 seconds and one death every 9.4 seconds. Meanwhile, net international migration is expected to add one person to the U.S. population every 23.2 seconds. The combination of births, deaths, and net international migration increases the U.S. population by one person every 21.2 seconds. The projected world population on January 1st is over 8 billion, an increase of over 71 million from New Year's Day 2024. During January 2025, 4.2 births and 2 deaths are expected worldwide every second. The Wisconsin Department of Natural Resources is previewing a year-long celebration of the quasicentennial anniversary of the Wisconsin State Park System in 2025. The public is invited to participate in the 125th anniversary celebration of the Wisconsin State Park System by spending time on public lands, attending commemorative events throughout the year, and learning about the park system's history. Over the last 125 years, the state park system has shown commitment to natural resource stewardship and providing high-quality outdoor recreation opportunities to the people of Wisconsin. A broad spectrum of property types, including state parks, forest, recreation areas, and trails, provides scenic, accessible, and affordable spaces for visitors to recreate and enjoy the outdoors. In 1899, the Wisconsin State Legislature approved an act providing funds to acquire land for what is today Interstate Park. The state park was established in 1900, with land acquisition beginning in September of that year. The establishment of Interstate Park also marks the founding of the Wisconsin State Park System, which has since grown to include state parks, forest, trails, and recreation areas comprised of over 307,000 acres of public land. The DNR will commemorate the 125th anniversary with celebrations and special events led by State Park System staff and partners. Visitors are encouraged to visit the DNR events calendar to find details on events happening throughout the year.